This is episode number 2112 of the Who Cares News for Friday, December 17th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
So the Ben Affleck, Jen Garner thing continues. Last night,
does it?
Ben was on Kimmel, and he made it sound like I never at once said anything bad about my ex-wife. This is, you're talking about my kids here. I would never say anything bad about their mother. But yet, he was on Howard Stern the day before telling him that he would have still been a drunk had he stayed married to her. I mean, I don't get it. I don't. Anyway, Jen's friends are coming to their... Like, Ben, enough. Dude, seriously? So, and I think it's good for Jen to take the high road on this.
Oh, yeah, and of course she would. She always takes the high road.
Yeah, and her friends are calling Ben's comments disgusting. And the fact that he tried to make it up last night on Kimmel was just crazy.
Now, if you're in...
Or the night before last. I'm sorry, it wasn't last night.
Yeah, if you're in a situation where you're going to be getting a divorce or something like that, then why do you get a divorce? Because it's not working out, right?
Right.
Okay, so are you? Is it because the person's feeling trapped?
Well, yeah, I got the trap part. The whole thing is that it's still just...
He crawled inside of a bottle and tried to blame it on...
He tried to blame it on her. And
that's the only way he could handle it.
That's it. And that's wrong.
Lame.
Yeah. All right, so there you go.
He just thought we'd update John the story. He just wanted more tacos.
I think that's what he wanted. And the nanny. Okay, it is... Oops, a nanny. It is time for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan.
I didn't know how to handle it, so I crawled inside the nanny. Whoops.
Wow, I can't believe that.
This has not been a good couple weeks for a Peloton.
No, it has not.
Wow. Proving that you should do some deep vetting before using any celebrities or sports figures, for that matter.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers. For your advertising.
Yeah.
Of course, we're talking about Christopher Knoth.
Yes, Mr. Big.
Formerly Mr. Big.
Yeah, formerly, sorry.
May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace.
Not.
Oh, God.
He was in Sex and the City, and he was,
They wrote him off on the very first... The very first one. Episode of...
Now...
And just like that.
On one hand,
yeah,
they're probably thinking... Whew, I'm glad we didn't sign him to a season.
Yeah.
Good thing he's already dead in the first episode.
Yeah.
So first he croaks while riding a Peloton.
Yeah, which did not bode well for Peloton.
So Peloton is like, crumbling. And then Ryan Reynolds
Peloton's like crumbling.
Makes an emergency TV ad in 24 hours.
Yes.
With Christopher Knoth to save Peloton from sudden death over the bad press from the TV show. Because people are crazy.
Well, and look.
And they think, oh my gosh, Peloton killed Mr. Big.
I know, right? But in a way it did. And so who at
Peloton... Fictional character.
Who at Peloton didn't think this through? You know, it's like, oh, he's going to die while riding our thing. I would never. In a million years, never.
So now that would be enough, except yesterday.
Uh-oh. There's more?
But wait, there's more. Two women came forward accusing Christopher in real life, not Mr. Big. In real life, they accused Christopher Knoth of sexual assault.
Oh, no.
So.
Oh, no.
If you're Peloton.
Oh, my God.
After you find the nearest wall to bang your head against.
Or the nearest window to jump out of. Oh, my God.
So how many heads are rolling at Peloton HQ right now?
Oh, I know. There's a ton. Oh, man.
Now, as for Mr. Knoth, he says the allegations are categorically false, of
course. What else is he going to say?
So stay tuned and stay off the Peloton.
Stay off the Peloton.
Well. All right. So this is not a who cares story.
It's not.
I care.
You care.
Okay. But this is a time that I really get to talk, so this is, when I do it. Betty White's 100th birthday celebration is coming up next month.
Hey.
It's happening.
I love it. Betty
See,
White.
This can't be a who
it
cares.
It can't be a who cares news.
This is
We Care News.
Yeah.
This is the We Care News.
Yes.
Part of the Who Cares News.
The first story was a who cares.
Yeah, whatever.
But this one,
we're behind, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, fans will be able to celebrate the joyous occasion for one night only.
One night only?
With a special theatrical event.
Ooh. Ooh.
Fandom is distributing Betty White, 100 Years Young, a birthday celebration on her birthday on January 17th. It'll be shown in 900 cinemas nationwide.
Yep.
So the show, it will take a look at Betty White's, her life behind the scenes.
Uh-huh.
You know, her relationships with her friends and her staff.
Yeah.
And her efforts as an animal advocate.
Oh, yeah. She's big. Huge.
Huge.
Yeah.
So naturally, Betty stars in the show along with some A-listers. There'll be guests like Clint Eastwood.
Wow.
I mean, he's old.
He is old. Not as old as Betty White. He's not Betty White old, but he's close.
He's close.
He's close. He's just 10 years.
He's right behind her in the staircase.
Right behind her. Yeah. Yep. Oh, the staircase. Yeah, if we're lining them up in chronological order, I think Clint Eastwood is next after Betty.
No, I don't know about that, but he's pretty up there. He's in his 90s.
He's 91, I think. He's 90 or 91.
Okay.
He's still got time.
He's still making movies. And
you know what? He is. By God. Crazy.
And actually, the movie that he had, I can't remember what it's called, but it looks good.
I don't
good.
Know, but it looks good. But he talks like this.
Of course he does.
He's like, I'm 90. I can't barely talk. But I can act, damn it.
Yes, he can.
Make my day, punk. I'm waiting for him to do that.
Get off my lawn.
We're going to go to hell.
Valerie Bertinelli might be in it.
Valerie Bertinelli, Wendy Malick probably be there. You know, all of the Jane Leaves, all the hot in Cleveland gals.
Yep.
And of course, I'd say somebody from Empty Nest, but I think they're all gone except Betty.
And we can't say the Mary Tyler Moore show.
Yeah, everybody's gone from there too. Except Betty. She's the last one standing.
She's the last one.
She's the last one standing on Golden Girls. She's the last one standing on Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that something? And she's older than sliced bread. That's for real.
There'll probably be a couple hot guys in there.
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Without their shirts on.
Of course.
Pretty sure they'll be without shirts.
There might be whipped cream handy. She's hilarious.
I'm sorry. She's a scamp. That Betty White's such a little scamp.
So tickets go on sale today.
All right. Get yours today. Fandom, right? Fandom.com probably is where you can get them.
Yep.
I think it's a great idea. Maybe we should try and go. I mean, I haven't been in a theater in 2 years. I'm kind of torn.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure this is going to stream anywhere. It should.
Yeah, it should. I would think so. They can't just.
Probably not for a while.
Yeah.
I was going to come up with a Halle Berry tie-in. I got nothing.
Well,
I don't know what
you should have done it in the first story.
I should have done it in the first story.
All right, so there's the Halle Berry thing. He has nothing to say.
I got nothing to say, Halle. Oh, I do have this to say. They made me a top badge guy on Halle Berry's fan site. Not her site, but on another site on Facebook. I got notice on Facebook yesterday. You are a top user. Would you like to put a badge on your...
And are you displaying your badge proudly?
Of course I am. There you go. I tied in Halle Berry. All right. More news on Monday. Have a great weekend, Dan.
That's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.